This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Friday, June 21st. While the grain traders continue dealing with a weather market on Thursday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
The hits still keep on coming. And as the window for planting corn is closing, it's opening for beans, it's still going to look as though that's going to continue to play on. And I've said this before, but we kind of get out in front of ourselves pretty quickly when things are hot and dry. That's typically how corn trades. When it's hot and dry, everybody wants to rush and buy it, and we shoot up pretty quickly. But, you know, these wet and cold weather issues, they take longer to come to fruition because we just don't know, right? It's not like we can see the corn dying in the ground like we can when it's hot and dry. So that's something that I just want everybody to make sure that to brace themselves for, because this is going to play out for a long time, or at least for the entire growing season. We probably won't even know definitively until we finally get it in the bin. So it's going to be volatile summer.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 4 1/4 at 5.26 3/4. July corn was up 9 at 4.50 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.75 to 6.30. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were up 3, ranging from 6.10.5 to 6.15.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 3 1/4, ranging from 6.13 1/4 to 6.23 1/4. Live cattle for June was down 32.5 cents at 108.25. August feeder cattle were down $1.82.5 at 134.65. And June class 3 milk was up a penny at 16.29.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.